Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Micah Jansen. She's a technical service veterinarian for Zoetis. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, glad to be here.
Let's talk about vaccinations. Now, the industry is blessed with a huge arsenal of vaccinations for viral and bacterial diseases, but these vaccines are only as good as the way they're handled, stored, and administered. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So, a vaccine is not going to work if it doesn't get in the pig. And this has been a concern within the industry for a long time. You know, we have individuals that are administering vaccines, and if they're not doing that properly, as you mentioned, handling them properly, maybe administering them properly, then the vaccines don't get the full chance that they need to be able to do their job.
And then I'm sure it comes back to you and to other animal health companies. Hey, your vaccine didn't work.
Sure, sure. So if something goes wrong in that process, we didn't have any control over it, but it looks like our product failed. And that's often not the case.
You visit a lot of farms as a technical service veterinarian. You work with lots of different vets and producers. What are some common mistakes that you see?
I think probably one of the biggest concerns that we have is the actual administration of the product. So when you're administering vaccine to a pig, depending on the age of the pig, you may not be fully restraining it. So sometimes we can hold the pig and administer a vaccine, and that's a pretty easy process. I say that lightly, but when it comes time to vaccinate larger pigs that we can't fully restrain, and we have to give all of them a dose of vaccine, it becomes more and more difficult. At the same time, they're often, you know, they're in pens, and so they might be in a large pen where it's hard to get them in an area of the pen where they can be given the vaccine with proper technique. Mm-hmm. And so I think the actual administration of the product is the biggest concern or the biggest area of opportunity. I think handling problems can also come up as an issue, and that's not only what is in the control of the caregiver, it's also what happens before the product reaches the site. You know, we can't always predict if a vaccine maybe got to a higher temperature than we would like it to be stored at, or the opposite, if it maybe got colder than we would like it to be stored. Some of those things could happen en route to the farm, and we don't know. Along the same lines, if a caregiver receives the product and maybe doesn't get it in the fridge right away, or maybe they think, I'm just going to take this entire box of vaccine and put it in the fridge, and they don't remove it and get the bottles out where air can circulate, that can be another problem. So there's several different things about handling that can also impact the quality of the final product.
Are there certain types of vaccinations, whether they be commercial or autogenous or maybe vaccines for certain diseases, that might be less forgiving than others?
Yes. So modified live vaccines are what would come to mind immediately. And if a vaccine is created as a modified live vaccine, it needs to be handled in a certain way to make sure that whatever that pathogen is doesn't die. The whole goal of getting that product in the animal is maintaining a live organism. And if we don't handle it properly and that pathogen is killed in the process, then we've completely removed the ability of that product to get in the pig and do its job and develop a robust immune response.
It sounds like training is critical to proper vaccine handling and administration. Who's in charge of that?
It's very, very critical. And the training responsibility varies from system to system, site to site. Sometimes it may be that the caregiver is trained by their immediate supervisor. Sometimes they may receive training before they start working in the farm from somebody that works with multiple sites within the system. But it's not often done in a very thorough manner. And that's nothing against the systems that are training these caregivers. It's just that we do have a high turnover in the industry. And at the end of the day, we have to do what's right for the pig in terms of daily care. And so that's our number one goal every day, is to make sure that we're monitoring the health of those pigs and doing what we have to do on an everyday basis. And I think that's the real reason that sometimes training isn't done fully with every single employee that's on a farm and administering vaccine.
And I would imagine that sometimes things can literally get lost in translation.
Exactly. So another part of our industry is that we do have many caregivers that English is not their first language. And so there is a disconnect sometimes depending on maybe who is giving the training and their ability to speak the native language of that caregiver that they're training. And so because of that, it's just another limitation on making sure we're giving the best training and the best education and knowledge that we can to that caregiver.
And you know, training is one thing, but either way, vaccinating a barn full of pigs, that's pretty tedious work.
It's not a fun job. It's challenging. The environment, you know, we keep these barns warm for the pigs, and especially if we're vaccinating younger pigs, we often may be in an environment that is much warmer than what is ideal for our comfort level. And so because of that, it's physically challenging, it's mentally exhausting. You know, you're looking at multiple animals and making sure you're getting in the right spot. You need to be able to keep track of if you have vaccine left in the bottle, make sure that you're administering the right dose. And so there's a lot of things to keep track of and physically administer at the same time. So it's not an easy job. And yet it's such an important job. Yeah. And that's the challenging thing is connecting for that caregiver to understand, yes, this job isn't fun and it's not gonna be your favorite task every day, but it often can be one of the most important things you do for that pig. And they may feel like, you know, they're given that job because it's difficult and that nobody else wants to do it. But in fact, you know, they're charged with that duty and we need them to follow through and be the important person in that pig's life and getting that vaccine administered properly.
I would think that, you know, training is important, as you've said, but a lot of times it comes down to picking the right person for this job or any job. What can farms do? What should they be looking for in potential vaccinators or whatever you want to call them? What sort of personality traits make a good vaccination person?
First of all, we have to arm these people with as much knowledge as we can. So we need them, again, to understand why they're giving vaccine. How does vaccine work? Why are we giving it? And often if they care about the pig, so that's another thing, you know, we've got to have somebody that's dedicated to doing what's best for the pig. And if they care about the pig and understand the importance of vaccine, then they are more likely to go above and beyond. You know, maybe they administer the vaccine to a pig and the pig moves and they think, I don't know if they got the full dose. We need the person that's going to chase that pig down and make sure that they got a full dose. And those people are very hard to find. And it might not always be easy to identify them right away. So I think, you know, again, training them properly and then just getting out in the barns and understanding what their ability is in administering vaccine. And then also looking at their behavior in other activities. You know, do they care enough to make sure they're getting in the pens every day and getting pigs up and started on feed? Are they taking the time to get in the pens and treat animals individually? You know, a lot of those good behaviors are indications that they're going to care about the pigs. They are going to understand that if it's something that's difficult but it helps the pig, yes, I will go do that. I will put forth extra effort to make sure that I'm helping that pig.
The pork industry has a good reputation for using antibiotics responsibly. Of course, this year we've had the new veterinary feed directive rules, so we're tightening up antibiotic use even more. And that's a good thing. And from what veterinarians have told me, they are putting more emphasis on vaccination or at least considering that possibility as a first line of defense. So I would think, Micah, that this means that we're going to be doing even more vaccination in the future, and that this even heightens the importance of good training.
It's definitely going to make vaccination more and more important as we move forward. You know, vaccination is not a silver bullet. It doesn't prevent disease, but it definitely allows us to improve what clinical signs are experienced in those pigs. And so if we can improve how we administer a vaccine and make sure that all pigs receive vaccination, then we can increase the likelihood that they're going to respond to the vaccine and experience less clinical disease. And if pigs are going through less clinical disease, there's a decreased likelihood that they're going to need treatment, whether that be as a group or individual treatments.
So ultimately, when you look at all the different players in the pork industry, you have the veterinarians, you have the farm owners, you have the animal health companies. Ultimately, whose responsibility is it to make sure all these folks are properly trained and that these vaccines are not just being used correctly, but being used effectively?
There's no one central entity that is responsible for that. So it's really a farm-to-farm or system-to-system basis. Veterinarians do everything that they can to go out and understand, you know, are the caregivers administering vaccine properly? Do I feel like there's a proper response of the pigs in terms of their ability to fight off disease if they are exposed to a pathogen? But at the end of the day, there's just not a good way to know, yes, these pigs got a vaccine. We'd love to be able to develop some magical marker that will, you know, we can go in and easily test a group of pigs and say, yep, they got their vaccine, all of them got it. But that's a lot more difficult than it sounds. And so because of that limitation, we have to rely on having the right people in the barns administering the vaccine and knowing that they did it right and wanting to do it right, wanting to administer the vaccine properly to every single pig in the group.
Now, by law, vaccinations come with very specific indications, specific instructions, how to handle them, when and how to vaccinate, and so forth. But beyond all the fine print, what can animal health companies do to help veterinarians and producers ensure that these pigs are getting properly vaccinated?
So whenever possible, we try to educate anybody that needs it on how to use our products. So it may be that we work with the veterinarians to make sure they understand the full technology of our vaccine, the proper timing, the right animals to use the product in. And so we can educate from that standpoint. And then we can come in, if desired, we can take it a step further and we can work with that veterinarian's clients and help them understand what's the proper way to handle it, what's the proper way to administer it, and make sure that everybody that is in that process understands how and when to use the vaccine.
Most of our discussion so far has centered on vaccination, but as I'm thinking this through, a lot of antibiotics are administered with a needle as well. Is good training essential there as well?
Absolutely. And that training starts not only with the actual administration and making sure that caregivers are administering the antibiotic treatment properly and using the correct dosage, but it also starts with the veterinarian and understanding what pathogens are being dealt with and what antibiotic would be the best choice in that situation. And so veterinarians work closely with their clients or their systems that they work with in understanding the best choice. And then that training trickles down often through production managers or other supervisors that can really help educate the caregivers on identifying which pigs to treat.
Yeah, and that was my next question, because obviously the veterinarian can't be there all the time.
Right.
The caregiver is there.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need to be looking for, and when do they blow the whistle and say, I think this pig needs extra attention?
Ideally, we want them to identify that pig as soon as they, you know, kind of look at them sideways.
Mm-hmm.
So the earlier in the disease process that we can treat a pig that is experiencing clinical disease, the higher the likelihood that they are going to be able to respond to that antibiotic treatment. And so we really like, as veterinarians, we really like to work on educating both caregivers and their supervisors on understanding just normal pig behavior. And what does it look like when a pig starts to get sick? Just identifying those areas of opportunity where we can come in and treat a pig ahead of significant clinical disease. And if we can intercede at that time, we're that much more likely to be able to get that pig to recover.
So when we're talking about the health of the pig, we've talked about vaccination, we've talked about injectable antibiotics, but these are injectable products. They require a lot of care, a lot of special training. It might be enough to make some people sentimental for adding medications to the feed, specifically antibiotics. There are still a lot of good products out there that are approved by FDA. They're safe to use. Where do these feed medications fit in with today's pork production when we also have these vaccines and injectable antibiotics?
As you said, there's really great products out there, and there's definitely many situations where that is going to continue to be the best option on how to treat a group of pigs, because we know the history of issues that may pop up within a system or a flow, and the veterinarian can make that decision and decide that that's going to be the best route to treat the pigs. However, I do think that we will continue to see feed medications, specifically antibiotics, to continue to decline a little bit. And so I think it will continue to be more and more important that vaccines are used, the right vaccines at the right time, and administered the proper way. And also individual treatment with antibiotics. I think that's the same thing. As we continue to reduce how much group treatment is administered in the feed or even in the water, it drives up the importance of individual treatments, identifying those animals and making sure that we're treating them and allowing them to get back to normal.